Hello and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay. And I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having another great day today. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Can you say that with me? Hopefully you never get tired of me telling you that, because I'm really speaking into your spirit being that you frequently would say, I'm having a great day, even if you're not. I want to talk to you today about something so important that God just spontaneously put on my heart. And it's simple. It's love. And, you know, a lot of times when I mention love, I talk a lot about love on my Facebook. And people will be saying agape love or filial love, friendship love, or they're worried it might be, you know, eros love, erotic love, or passionate love. But I want to talk about the totality of love itself, because those are just different characteristics that comes out of love. And I want to talk about love in general, but I also want to talk about Yahweh, the Most High God, the Yod Heh Vav Heh, for He is love, not just that He loves, but that He's love. And I'm going to kind of explain a couple of things, because the church world has portrayed such an awful, awful image of our loving God. And I'll be honest with you, when I read my Bible, sometimes I ask God, who was that guy? I do a lot of studying in the Old Testament, and everything's valid, Old Testament, New Testament, because there is no time with God, and He reveals all His secrets, whether it's Old Testament or New Testament. Baruch Hashem Amanai, the Father, His blessings are upon us. So when I look into this, I can see, you know, I just watched the Ten Commandments the other night with Charlton Heston, one of my favorite movies, and how the earth opened up, and, you know, the Bible declares it killed 3,000 people instantly because of their sins and so on and so on. And I'm going to get to that in a moment. But do we forget that when He sent His Son and He sent the Holy Spirit, which is the very presence of Himself, He baptized 3,000 and got saved that very day when the new covenant came to the earth. 3,000 got saved. When the law came, 3,000 got killed. Now that's a whole message in itself. But I want to talk about love, because you want to walk in love. Walking in love is not easy. Let's just go ahead and be honest. Walking in love is a desire. I think most people want to walk in love because they want love. Everyone I know wants love. Love, acceptance, and approval is one of the three most important things that a person can have in their natural psyche, in the natural realm. And there's no sin in any of that. Everybody wants to be loved. Now, there's people, you grow older and you go through stuff. Oh, I don't care if they accept me. I don't care if they approve of me. Well, you know, that's not really true, because that's not how you're made. You've just hardened up enough walls that you can put up with them not accepting you, or you put up with them not wanting you or making you feel loved. But the truth of the matter, deep inside, we come out of the womb with a need for gratification. And I don't mean gratification in a bad way, which you might think. I mean gratification that we are worth something. Because God put an empty hole inside of us that only He can fill. And it affected our body and our soul in such a way that we need not only love, we need gratification. We need something to say, hey, you're worthy. Something to say you're worthwhile. And if that wasn't true, you wouldn't have champions and leaders and people competing for jobs, people competing for sports, people competing for everything, because they're looking for approval, or all the identity crises that are going around in the world today. Everyone's doing something to make themselves look just a little different than someone else, that they could be acknowledged, that they could be approved, that they could be accepted, or doing it in a way that, hey, look, you don't accept me, but this is who I am. So you're trying to learn to accept yourself. All of this is from the lack of revelation of love, of abiding in the Father's love. And this is in the Christian church just as well as it's in the world. This isn't just non-Christians. I've counseled many people and needed some counseling myself many times in this area in the beginning, because we all need love. And Yahweh is love. And the reason that He doesn't 100% fulfill all of that in us all the time, because sometimes our emotions, maybe we didn't feel God today. Maybe our prayer didn't get answered. Maybe something went south. Maybe we made some of the biggest mistakes of our life. Maybe the biggest failures happened to us. Maybe the strongest trials happened. And it caused us not to totally 100% feel complete in Him and complete in ourselves in Him, because we're not comprehending the fullness of the level of love, because all we've ever been taught about is the natural realm, and every kind of love we've said about God was, He loves you, but don't mess up. He'll get you. I remember being a little boy and, you know, my parents or my grandparents, are the Lord going to get you? Or, you know, God don't like that. God don't like liars. God don't like that. I'd be like hiding the cookie I ate. God don't like that, right? So this is what we're taught throughout our life. The church tells you from the moment you get saved, like they preach a love message to you to get you saved. And then they spend the rest of their life telling you how much God don't like you. It's such an oxymoron because it's not the kingdom. And they use good scriptures to make you feel that way. But that's the difference between a mature son and a son that's maturing. They don't quite understand the word on the other side of the veil. They're only reading on this side of the veil, which is eating from the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. So they're all based their love on do good, get good, do bad, get bad. And the truth of the matter is God has love for you in such an incomparable way that your sin can't taint it. Now, I can read scriptures that tells me he'll spit me out my mouth if I'm lukewarm. I can read scriptures that says, hey, if you do these things, you won't enter to the kingdom of God. And everything in the Bible is true. Everything in the word is true. Okay. But Jesus, he's the equalizer. See, God doesn't judge anyone. God doesn't send anyone to hell. Now, we've been told God judges people and sends every person to hell and so on. No, that's not true. His righteousness is so holy, sin can't stand in his presence. So I want you to get this in your spirit. When you start understanding love, you'll understand it's not your imperfection that he is seeing. It's the perfection of Christ on you that he is seeing. And that's how come he lives inside of you. I want you to get this in your spirit. This is love. It's the goodness of God that makes man go back to repentance, means turning their mind back to the high place of recognizing that they are a holy son. Therefore, their soul and their body will begin to line up as walking in the earth as a holy son. When we don't walk in the earth as a holy son, is a lack of recognition of who we are, because we're acting out in our flesh, our weaknesses, our sins, whatever those problems that happen throughout the years in life. It could be lust. It could be anger. It could be bad mouth. It could be a gazillion things that people do. Backbiting, cheating, whatever that people go through. But let's go back to the blood covenant. The blood covenant swallows you up. Therefore, you cannot go into the lake of fire. Therefore, you can't be judged. Now, if the blood covenant doesn't swallow you up, then what in the world did Jesus die for and say it is finished? Well, you know, Apostle Craig, you're a minister. You know, if that's the case, we'll just go out here and do anything we want to do. You know, that's 100% correct and you need to. And the key is that you'll do whatever you want to do. Well, when you recognize Yahweh's love and step into his love, you'll step into the holiness of who he is. His holiness is baptized on you. And that love and holiness will cascade into your soul and cascade into your body, cascade into your mind. And your mind will begin to become renewed. And therefore, it will begin to walk out what it wants to do, which is that which is right and pleasing before God. See, God doesn't work with fear. It seemed that way in the Old Testament, but God doesn't work with fear. He works with love. He just can't have things around him that is not covered by the blood because he's so holy, the holiness of him would destroy it. It wasn't God's judgment that killed those 3,000. It was actually his righteousness. Their iniquity, which was uncovered, could not stand before his righteousness. And you got Moses, Moshe, carrying the holy ark covenants of the Ten Commandments written by the very finger of God, the very essence. God was as a man in the flesh on the earth as God, though, not like Jesus, son of God, son of man. No, it was God in the flesh. And that righteousness could not, the sin could not behold the righteousness, and it destroyed it. And he abided with us and abided with us. This is why he flooded the earth. He abided with us and brought it back into its original condition. If you remember in the beginning, the Spirit of the Lord brooded over the earth. The earth was covered with water, right? So it's already been drowned out before. So he drowned it out, everybody, again, out of his love because his righteous, because he abided here. Now God's in the heavenly realm, sent his son Yeshua to breach the veil, that we, by the Spirit, can go before God. and not be destroyed because of his love, because of his blood. It's his righteousness that iniquity cannot stand in front of. It is not him. It is his love. There's no judgment in him. There's nothing but love. And that's why when you receive Jesus Christ, you are wrapped with his blood. You're wrapped in his love. And now he sees you holy. Now he sees you pure. Now he sees you righteous. And as you're walking out your days, growing and maturing in your spiritual life, and that means you will be dealing with junk in your life probably for many, many years. I know people 80 years old that still tell me, oh yeah, sometimes the Lord has to deal with this in my life. So if that's the case, everyone's dying going to hell because this person is perfect in my eyes. So everyone's going, no, of course not. It's this love. His love can't be tainted by your sin. His love is what sets you free from your sin. And on the cross, it was finished. It was finished was not like, oh, it's finished. Now get saved. And after that, now every little thing, I'm against you. You will never have the power in your life believing that way. You'll think God is not a God of love. You'll think God is a God of judgment. And his name that's in the Lamb's Book of Life will not see the second death. Glory unto the Lamb of God. That's his love. The physical death is awful for most people. No one wants to die. I don't want to die. I got family. I got children. I want a beautiful life ahead of me and minister around the world more and blah, blah, blah. So I don't want to physically die yet. But on the same hand, I'll never see the second death, even if I do transcend out of here sooner or later. I won't see the second death. Why? The second death is that which takes away the iniquities and sins and all the wicked and unrighteous and abominable and lustful and perverted and liars and cheaters and all those things. But those are the ones that are not covered by the blood, because I've never met a man or a woman of God that didn't lie in their life, didn't cheat in their life in something, didn't say something wrong, didn't do something wrong, didn't see something wrong. If that was the case, every last human being's going to hell. Well, that's impossible. The blood covers you, therefore I stand in the presence. He made a way of standing in his presence, which is his love. And he loves me like I am. That doesn't mean it doesn't correct me. That doesn't mean it doesn't instruct me. That doesn't mean it doesn't convict me. Love does those things. That's the Holy Spirit is judging you to righteousness, not to condemnation. His love is to judge you to righteousness, means I'll give you direction to walk uprightly before me. Oh, because this pleases me. And I love when you please me. But I love you when you don't. I got children. Sometimes they please me. Sometimes they don't. I love them no matter what. I think I might act a little better toward them when they please me, when they don't please me. But I love them no matter what. Oh, it's God's love sending people to hell. Are you crazy? It's uncovered sins that sends people to hell. It's their rejection of Christ that say that he's not Lord and Savior. That's it. I mean, salvation is so easy. It's ridiculous. I mean, you know how they write these books for computers, you know, computers for dummies, or, you know, iMac book for dummies. It should be salvation for dummies. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and you are saved. Dingo, bingo. You don't have nothing else to do with it. That's his love. Well, brother, people be getting saved and they be living like the devil. If you're a righteous man, you won't do that. Well, I would like to say that as you grow as a Christian, you will begin to take on all the character of Yahweh as you go. But I've never met anyone in my 40 plus years of serving God that did not go through something where sometimes it did not look like what they professed. And you are that one. Everyone. There's no one, including myself, sometime in their life did not look like what they professed. That's the life, and that's called love. And there's no judgment in that. Yahweh loves you. He's so in love with you that he gave his own son for you. Now, I don't know if what you think about that, but that is the most powerful gift that he could give. Not only did he take on all the sins of the earth, he took on all your iniquity. He took it on for eternity, and it was an eternal cosmic event that you cannot change because you done boo-booed after Jesus' salvation. I'm not saying you should live there. I'm just saying you should not dwell there in your mind. You should walk in his love, because we don't understand the love of God. We run. So many people we sent to hell because we don't understand the love of God. They started acting stupid, started doing some things, sleeping around, doing this, doing that, things that hurt our feelings. So we just judge them and write them off and tell them how dirty they are. And now they're afraid of God. They run from God because they think we're representing God. And they then lost their way. And their blood will be on our hands. because we judged unrighteously, because that's not what Yahweh does. He leaves the 99 and goes searches the one. That's not the righteous one. That's the one that lost his way. I love in Psalms when David cries out in Psalms 119, if I ever lose my way, come after me. Remember, you love me. Come after me. We don't teach that kind of love in the church. We teach you try to be holy. You know why I'm so holy? I'll tell you why I'm so holy. Because his holiness. I'm human. I'm as human as you. I ain't no more holier than you in the natural realm. But I dwell in his holiness because he made me holy because I accepted it by faith through the blood covenant because of his love. I just want you to get a new image of Yahweh's love for you today so you can rest in that, so you can go into the heavenly realm. You can go before your Father. You can command the earth to listen to what your voice says because it comes from the frequency of love. Also, when you have that kind of compassion and mercy on you, you'll have compassion and mercy and forgiveness for others. For him that has been forgiven much should love much. And I don't know about you, I've been forgiven of much. So I love much because he first loved me. Well, once again, this is Segimah Bay, Samat Gah Gimel Ayin Bet Yod, out of the Hebrew Living Letters. That's my spiritual name. I'm Son of Light. I love you. Don't forget to tell someone about this podcast, whether around the world or around the corner. I think you are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.